Hello, zombie fans. This is Grim Reaper here to tell you a little bit of a story. It's more or less what I thought at the time, because me personally dealing with the out of this world. You know, I've had my fair share of experiences. I mean, I think we all have. And when I was in my early teenage years, I experienced probably a very terrifying experience, and that's why when I watch like Paranormal Activity or the Conjuring series, which by the way is an amazing series, it didn't scare me because I lived a paranormal experience. And honestly, it doesn't bother me anymore. At the time it happened, it didn't bother me because, how can I put it here? At the time it happened, I didn't understand what a ghost or a demon was. I didn't know what I didn't know what it meant, you know, from the afterlife. I didn't know, you know, there could be spirits from beyond at the time. I didn't know that. That was something I delved into later. But because when I was a kid, right, my great grandmother, she had, you know, her husband passed away. I never knew him. And one night, you know, she used to sleep across from my room. We would have these two twin beds. She'd be on one side of the room, be on the other side. I woke up and I saw a big white figure standing over her. And to me, that was terrifying because it was more like terrifying and like, you know, just wow. And he stood there for maybe like 2 minutes. I don't remember. It's a very vague memory. And he walked into my window and disappeared. And that was it. There wasn't like those dramatic movies, right? There wasn't one of those big, big exits. I didn't see him again, but I knew it was my great granddad, my great grandfather, my great grandpa, however you call that, you know. I never knew him. But that was the only time I think I saw him. And throughout the years, I stuck to that. It didn't scare me or nothing. And my mother and my brother and my stepdad, I met him when I was like 13, right? Been like I was 13. And to me, I never grew up with any of them. I grew up from my grandparents and my cousin and my little cousin Chris, right? He's an awesome guy. He's a cool dude. Even at 11, he's awesome. But to me, I didn't know I had a blood brother. I had memories of a person I was playing with, but never knew it was my brother. I didn't really know my mother. I knew about her, but not of her. Never knew my stepdad. Never really cared to know him. Still don't care to know him. Same thing with my mother. I was more or less happy at the time that I actually had an extra family I didn't know about. I didn't know that there wasn't going to be a relationship with any of them. But at the time, it was amazing because I'm realizing this is my mom. I'm alive. She brought me to life. And, you know, it was an awesome experience for me. Well, she took me to Arizona. And I lived in Arizona for the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. Now, a few years in a big house. Wasn't even haunted. And we moved from house to house. We moved from a big house to an apartment to another big house, and that's where it started. we moved in. Big, massive house. I mean, the living room was huge. You could hear yourself echo, even with furniture. There was three bedrooms, right? One all the way from across the house, and then two on the other side of the house. One was connected to a bathroom and mine. I unpacked, got settled. It was awesome. Days went on, right? Days went slowly forward. And I noticed and heard things that I couldn't explain. And it started with, like, things falling, doors opening, things moving around the night. And, you know, laughter coming from rooms, right? Well, to me at the time, I was, what, like 14? Maybe 14 turning 15, right? To me as a kid, that terrified me because, I mean, come on, what kid would not be terrified of that, right? That'd be like a terrible experience to live, you know? And, you know, I'm 23 now. That doesn't scare me. I've seen worse. I've seen real footage and terrible things. That don't bother me. I'm an iron giant. Well, I tried telling my family or my mother about this. She didn't believe me. I would see things that no one could see, like movement, right? Things disappearing and reappearing where they shouldn't be. And my brother also ended up finding out about this because we played Magic the Gathering, the card game, the one you guys buy at Walmart, you can buy anywhere. And he had locked his door when we were playing Magic the Gathering. And the door opened, and I looked at him, he looked at me, we looked at the door, and I told him, did he lock the door? He said he did. Well, that scared both of us, right? So we decided, you know what, we finished our game, put the cards away, and I went to my room. My room had a lot of activity out of the entire house, which I think was the source of the paranormal experience that I lived in. Doors would open, radios would turn on, radios would turn off, doors would close, scratches would be heard, I'd be slammed against the wall, things would be lifted from the floor to the bed, right? And again, I was like 14, I'm experiencing this stuff. And out of all of the things that you would see in a movie, I made a Ouija board. I don't know why I did it. You know, I just did it, and it was nuts. And I threatened it with some religious objects. He didn't like it. Knocked out the power, you know. And to me, that was scary. And this is a 15-year-old kid. You know, me, when I was 15. I'm looking back like, why? Why? And so, shortly after, my brother moved. And I was by myself, which was okay. And time went on forward, and we moved out of that house, and it stopped. Nothing followed, nothing bothered, nothing. And to this day, you know, dead girls' laughter. I'm not sure if it was dead girls' laughter. I don't know where the laughter came from. And the doors opening, things being moved, pitter-patter in the house. I don't know if there was a family in there, if somebody died, if there was an Indian burial ground. I have no idea. I don't want to know. But let's say that house was terrible. It was, you know, awful. And I've seen worse now. And I've grown up and I've seen worse. And I'm not really too scared about to tell the story, you know. I like showing pictures of the house I lived in. I don't want to go back to the house. No. But, you know, we move forward and we continue to tell the story. And it could be cool for campfire stories and stuff. And, there you have it. You know, my story in the more relaxed and chilled way possible. This is one of the stories I've told a long time ago, and it's on this podcast. Not the best way I would tell the story. I don't know why I told that the way I did. It's awful. I even listened to it. It was god-awful. But I thought, why not bring it back, remake it, but just tell it in a conversation way. Just express it and talk about it instead of making it dramatic. And I don't like that. And I hope you enjoyed this more or less biography story. I'm glad if you enjoyed it. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and enjoy yourself. And I'm going to go. I'm going to play me some Fortnite. I'm going to chill, have a good time, and just chill. Because I got brownies I got to eat. So, all's well ends well. Thank you guys so much. This is Grim Reaper. See you again next time, and if I want to, I'll remake another one of my old stories. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
UFOs and aliens, just another day at the office. Portfolios and mailing lists, just another way to spread the gossip. I'm so bored of this world, it looks the same as yesterday. I'm trying to break out, go far away. And I'm so bored of my room, it smells the same every day. I'm trying to get out and go far away. Jump in the spaceship with the homies, fly so high, yeah, I think I got a nosebleed. Peace and pout, cause we all so posy, watching my post cause they all so nosy. Got a bit low, yeah, I got a bit lonely. Straight to the voicemail when they try for me. Now it's got a bit smoky. Grab a parachute, yeah, let's get floaty. UFO.